Okay, hello everyone. Welcome members and all you new members. Welcome to the call. The member call, the first Wednesday of every month, is kind of spontaneous, open-ended. We always do an activation. We like Q&A and sharings on the chat board and the Q&A page. The membership upgrade, which is the third Wednesday of every month, is more of that upgrade with your energy frequencies, so you can withstand and transmute and transcend and move beyond all the chaos that's happening on the planet and on the collective astral plane. And we will get into the astral plane thing again, because apparently it's coming up in every phone session I've been doing for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. So apparently the guides want us to really disconnect from that vibration. Okay, I'm going to go to the Q&A page for a minute and see. Okay, hello, Cynthia from Arizona. Yeah, Arizona's got nice weather. You guys got nice weather. It's one thing I miss about Sedona. And Catherine is requesting something having to do with her allergy reactions to early spring in New York. Okay. I might mention, if I forget, and Young Living is probably out of it, but Thieves is very good for traveling, especially on airplanes and trains and buses. It's also good for the viruses that are going around. I have a suspicion, though, they're backlogged and out of stock, but you can check. Also, oregano oil, good pure essential oil that's ingestible, is very good to clean out your insides if you feel you've got a bacterial or virus stuff going on in your digestive system. You can also gargle with oregano oil with water, and it'll help clear out what's stuck in your throat. And you can also just breathe it in. But remember, if you ingest oregano oil, you've got to follow it up with probiotics. Okay, oregano oil basically kills everything. Okay. Let's see here. Let me go to the chat box. Let me see. Did I unhold everybody? Yes, I did. Okay. Hello, Kathy there, and hello, Linda, and Essien. And Essien says hello to everybody. And Catherine, see, it says here, let's see. Okay, Catherine, that's an interesting kind of thing you want to work with today. Has to do with safety and, like, new things and being able to feel safe in these new situations. Suzanne says hello to everyone, and Pamela. Pamela wants to know about electrons. Well, specifically, technically, scientifically, I don't know a whole lot, but I do know that the protons, electrons, and neutrons, I believe, are the basic for cellular structure, development, growth, etc. And these three elements represent the Trinity, and they have to be in balance with one another, or else you won't be in health. Your body will be in distress. Now, how they get out of balance? Well, use your common sense, and that's probably what brings these things out of balance like everything else. Remember, we have the power through our mind and our intentions to recreate anything in our life. We just have to believe that we can do it, and then do it. Oh, Catherine's from New Mexico. We used to do stuff in Taos in Santa Fe. Okay, and Christina posted about her migraines. And Pamela says again, let's see, family disharmonies, anger, and tension. You know, I was thinking, I was kind of reminiscing after my phone session today with a client that this earth, And I don't know what it is about the Earth, but it seems to be a training ground on learning how to have creative relationships instead of dysfunctional relationships. And most families have been dysfunctional on the planet. Imagine that. There's more dysfunctional family units than there are cohesive units. Egads. Charlie Brown will go, egads. We might focus on that, Pamela, in the activation. We shall see what people want here. It's up to you folks what you want to talk about. But I would like to talk about the coronavirus thing that's going on the news and everything. So put in your comments, your suggestions. I have my theory on why this is happening. Of course, it won't make mainstream news, of course. Hello, Alice. Alice says, namaste to all. She is in broadcast mode tonight. Okay, no phone. Alice needs to magnetize what she does want in her life. Okay, like harmony in the workplace, right, Alice? Among other things. Let's see, Christina. See, did she post before? No, she didn't. Okay. Safe place to live. Faith and trust. Okay, keep posting, you guys. I'm going to go to the Q&A page. So, what do you know what's happening with this coronavirus semi-fake news stuff? And ABC Evening News is really hyping up this. It's the lead story every evening on the news. And they never mentioned that the flu kills more people worldwide, like, what, 50 to 60 million worldwide each year? Incredible number. And how many people in the U.S.? I'm sorry. 50 to 60 people get the flu in the U.S. every year, and about 50 to 60,000 people die every year on average. And worldwide, it's something like 200 million die from the flu, I believe. Anyway, it's an incredibly high number just for the so-called flu. And they don't call that an epidemic or a pandemic. Interesting, huh? Hello, Molly. Offering my son a job inside Family LLC. Need guidance the best way. The highest and best for each all of us. Okay. A little business thing here. Cynthia, thyroid. So, Cynthia, you know the thyroid is related to your adrenal glands. And when your thyroid is not functioning correctly, it affects your adrenal glands and cortisol levels and the adrenaline levels. And so if your adrenal glands start to burn out, then you're going to have big, big issues. So take care of your two glands there. Do the best you can with that. Treat it naturally and with consciousness. What is the best protection for 5G? Well, we've been doing that with you folks just about every activation for I don't know how long. We'll do it again. And there is some evidence, and I believe it's true, that the 5G is connected with this virus. And if you think about it, how they portray how people are getting sick, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make common sense what they're saying. But there was a YouTube video that I listened to briefly about 5G and the virus and how some people are just dropping dead on the streets that are in the 5G network. That may not have anything to do with any kind of flu or virus or anything like that. So, yes, we are going to do protection again for 5G. Thieves, yes, Catherine, thieves. Thieves, like people that steal stuff, thieves. It's an essential oil blend from Young Living. You always want to eat if you guys fly. You just put them on your hands and your wrist, smell it, maybe put it around your nose. but it's good to have fees when you travel. Fees will basically kill off anything. Yeah, fees is good. Okay, let's see here. Going back to the chat box. Okay, more people are posting here. Elections. Oh, it's a bunch of you know what. Who do I hope will get nominated? I don't really know. It'd be nice to have somebody that's not corrupt. And I don't know if we can find anybody in Congress that's not corrupt. Truly. Anyway, yeah, somebody that's honest and cares for the people. Okay. Let's see. Pam was asking about elections, not electrons. Yes. Well, if you're going to vote, vote. I'm not going to vote. But I'm surprised we didn't hear more from Marianne Williamson. So I guess she dropped out because she is not getting any press whatsoever since the time that she initially declared. Interesting, huh? Yeah, I'd vote for her, of course, if she was on the ballot, at least energetically. All right, what do you guys want to do tonight for the activation? Besides a little bit more overview of 5G, how to protect yourself, the coronavirus thing. Okay, Suzanne, who posts on Facebook many times a day. I think she lives on Facebook. Okay, you're live,
yes.
Suzanne. She does. She lives on Facebook.
When I'm not okay. working, I'm on Facebook. It's my connection to the outside world. So,
okay.
I have, since our last call, had a lot of new things. I want to say I'm ushering in the new, meaning
uh-huh.
new options for selling the house and just a new job that came back and new people I'm meeting. And there's this contrast. I kind of mentioned it last time, and someone alluded to it on the chat before too. Like, I feel like when I choose the light, I choose the vibration of wealth, happiness, newness,
mm-hmm.
that it kind of ushers in, you know, this manifestation, also doing your work and your, all that, all the meditation. Yet there's the contrast, not only of the past, but also what's going on in the environment. So my spirit says, do not get frightened by like the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be frightened by the new, you know, like I follow that. Yet I'm working in the healthcare field, so I'm in doctor's offices. So I'll give you an example. I'm in the Bronx today, and I'm meeting with one of my doctors and to talk about my products. And while I'm in her office, here comes Governor Cuomo, who's like, okay, we've had our first sighting in the Bronx, and here I am in a doctor's office. So it's this kind of, you know, choice thing. Meaning I'm not going to get, but also being smart, you know, you have to protect
mm-hmm.
yourself. So
mm-hmm.
it's a balance. But
mm-hmm.
I think we all are, we've experienced so much crap this year. I mean, my whole family had the flu. And there's so much going on in the environment that's coming up to a head, including now this, that it's for the light workers, all of us must be what light workers here. It's an opportunity to really flow into like ascension. And so that's what I'm choosing today. That's
mm-hmm.
my intention for the call.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I think it helps to have the support like here from like you and everybody else to follow that path. And I just wanted to put that all out there. Because what I'm finding is the more I follow my spirit, do the spiritual work, it's working. So, and despite the contrast with all the other crap, I'm still moving forward. March is moving us forward. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. Thank you for that. As you guys know, the more light you hold, the more crap that you may witness out in the world, so to speak. And it may be in your, maybe not immediate family, but your relatives, other family members, etc. Because you got to remember, as the light moves deeper into the, really, into the cells of the earth for the ascension process, it automatically brings up all of the shadow stuff. And most people are not aware this is what's happening. And so they go off and they do crazy, stupid, insane things, including death. You got the whole gamut of unconscious behavior starting to manifest more and more on the planet. More war games, more everything. So as the light becomes stronger on the planet, the way that it helps to purify everything is it brings things up. And if people have resistance and fear and unconsciousness and anger and like, I'm not going to change kind of attitude, well, it's got to affect them in some way. And they'll usually do something really insanely crazy. And all you got to do is watch the news and you see examples of that. Plus, not that nature causes this, but because of weather modification, you're seeing more devastating hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, etc. It's not nature doing it, but we're causing nature to produce these things in a way. And grasshopper plagues in Africa, you know, grasshoppers, locusts, they just eat everything up in sight. So there's that. There's droughts. There's things that we don't even know what's happening, and it's happening. And, well, see, here's the thing we're going to do tonight again. We're going to disengage from the astral plane, the collective astral plane, because as long as people are influenced by the astral plane, I call that the bullshit realm, basically. You know, it's where movies are made from. The violent movies, the really insane movies and video games, even cartoons. Books are written on the dark side and all that. That comes from the astral plane. So as long as we are tapped into it or influenced by it, we're going to have problems in our life, or we're going to have difficulties, blockages, things that throw us off center, weird things that happen, including illnesses that come out of nowhere and things like that. So I think, in part, we're going to do another disengagement from the astral plane. And all I can say to you, theoretically, for me, it's the fourth dimension. So any teacher that talks about moving you into the fourth dimension, be very careful. So basically, you want to go from the third dimension. You want to go first, second, third dimension up to the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th. And the 13th is the integration dimension for the previous 12. And Meher Baba talked about a level of skipping a level of evolution or consciousness. And I believe he was referring to that collective astral plane. Because it's the level of which you get caught up in glamour. And then Ascended Masters used to talk about that. But nobody teaches about that. But it's called glamour, and it's one of the last levels, if not the last level, of what teachers have to go through to be really enlightened or clear or free. Glamour is the thing that will still keep the ego in place, whatever it is. And it usually has to do around power and control and acquisition of money. So you take all of the billionaires on this planet, you probably wouldn't want to be personally associated with any of them because they have a particular agenda that's not in your best interest. But just think of all of the really, really rich people in the world, including the ones that we know here in America. And what do? They're controlling the planet. They're disguising it, though. They're disguising to be good guys. So just be aware. And any spiritual teacher in our field that is out for glamour and out for to be like a billionaire, like to be the best one in the field, just be careful. In other words, still be careful of cult leaders and gurus, as we generally call them. So just remember, there are charlatans all over the place in every field, including ours. So you have to be really discerning. If you follow somebody, make sure that they teach from humbleness and compassion and wisdom and not from power and control and manipulation and whatever else. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Discernment is a good word, you know, just mm-hmm. really choosing the light. And leading others too.
Yes. Yeah. And I heard some recent stories from a couple of friends. They lost a lot of money by hiring mm-hmm. the wrong people. Well, they didn't realize that at first, but they were taken. Even in our field, they were taken. In fact, I was taken. And so, you know, when you lose a lot of money, you kind of tell yourself, okay, I'm not going to make that mistake again, because that was really a costly lesson. So if you guys are going through costly lessons, yes, you remember the teachings, remember the lessons, so you never repeat it again on any level. Okay, I'm going to mute you now, Suzanne, unless you have anything
Thanks
else to share. Okay.
No, I'll put my hand
in. Okay, thank you. Star 2 to raise your hand, folks. We need a little more interaction because that gets the energy up, you guys. You can't all be shy at the same time. Okay, let's go to the chat box. There is more or not? Let me see. Oh, Pamela says she dropped out. Marianne Wilson dropped out about a month ago. Yeah, probably a lack of funding, maybe primarily. And maybe she realized, well, she's not going to go anywhere, too much control and politics and all that stuff. But hopefully she planted a seed for maybe the next woman president. That would be nice. Okay, Nalani. Nalani, hope I pronounced your name right. She is in bed with a dislocated vertebrae. Pain in the neck, literally, and uncertainty all around me ever since I got married to my husband 3 years ago. Interesting. How about you guys do a little prayer for Nalani, who is in bed with a dislocated, probably neck vertebrae, as in a maybe not so good marriage of 3 years. Just for your information, folks, through doing all these sessions work over the years and decades on the phone, in person, I am still amazed at dysfunctional marriages that are on the planet, especially involving light workers and light weavers and people in our field. So all you ladies out there in audio land, remember, be very discerning in your next marriage, whenever and wherever it's going to be. Pay attention to any red flags that come up very subtly. You've got to pay attention to those little subtle red flags. Pay attention to your intuition. Thank you, Catherine, for sending light to Nalani. Actually, Christina, too, could use a prayer, you guys. Christina, she's in Canada, and I can't remember exactly where, but she's in Canada. Nalani says, thank you all. Let me go to the Q&A page. Okay, Catherine says, she can't get into the Q&A tonight. She says, Catherine Roach says, from a New York. She probably has a New York accent. Okay, coronavirus was bioengineered first in China, then other locations. Yes, it was bioengineered there and used to control economics and populations, yes. Coronavirus acts more like Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, which wiped out, I believe, 60 million people. It was a big pandemic that was truly a pandemic. MERS and SARS viruses rather than influenza A and B. It's faster acting with different symptoms than flu. So you guys got to remember, theoretically, medicine does not have a cure or a treatment for these viruses. It can only help alleviate your symptoms, basically. They say they'll have a vaccine in about a year. But it's interesting how there are certain, we won't name them, people and organizations that already put a patent out on this virus, and I don't know how they can do that legally. They have a patent out on the coronavirus and the treatment of that virus. Anyway, you keep your immune system strong and you won't get sick and don't get a flu shot and don't get any vaccinations. And we recommend that your kids not get vaccinated, period. Period, period, period. And they'll threaten you. Your kids got to get vaccinated or can't go to school. Okay, well then I'll homeschool my kids. See you later, Charlie. Okay, Charlie Brown. Molly says, P.S., have an Epstein-Barr virus count that is 17 times normal for a few years. I'm not sure the symptoms of Epstein-Barr. Let's see. Now experiencing fungus on my skin in various spots on the body. Would appreciate any support. Okay, again, immune system, your thyroid gland and your adrenal glands, plus, of course, your liver and your colon. You know, I'm not a doctor, but I could recommend you guys research cleanses, detox cleanses for any body condition that you may be experiencing. Detox cleansing. Now, again, you have to use discernment and not get taken. And so do your research on reviews, Better Business Bureau reviews and accreditation ratings, BBB ratings, any Chamber of Commerce complaints or Attorney General complaints. You can go as far as that level. But you want to do your research if you're going to buy anything over the Internet. But we recommend word of mouth is the best. Colloidal silver, you guys, apparently is very good for what's going around. Colloidal silver. You have to get the right kind, I believe. I do have information on that. But type in Dr. Russ, R-U-S-S, and I believe, I cannot remember if he's in Arizona or California. See what comes up, Dr. Russ, because he has the specific colloidal silver formula from this company that does not sell to the public, only sells to practitioners or doctors, I believe. Okay. Yes, colloidal silver plus the energy work we're going to do will be very helpful. You can always ask Mother Nature for divine protection. And Christina, you can always ask for, again, divine intervention for your situation. Okay. Molly says, Sovereign Colloidal Silver is excellent. I think I've heard of that silver brand. So it's Sovereign Colloidal Silver. Silver is supposed to be a natural antibiotic, et cetera, antifungal, like a lot of things. So, whoever typed in about the skin condition, the fungus, yeah, maybe try putting colloidal silver on it straight. Or you can mix it with maybe a little carrier oil like almond oil. almond oil is very good for your skin, by the way. The kind that massage therapists use now has a very good brand of moisturizing almond oil. I used to use it, and it's not greasy. And it's about $10 for like 16 ounces. Now brand, N-O-W. Moisturizing almond oil. Love almonds anyway. All right, let me refresh. We're moving towards the activation, so let's see. Star 2 to raise your hand, folks. Okay, Lorraine from Durham, North Carolina. Okay, is now unmuted. I'm channeling Southern accent. I don't know who or what, but anyway, go ahead.
Oh, God, you're doing a good job there, yes.
Okay.
Which I'm not from here. You can tell by my lack of accent, whatever. Maybe I picked one up. Anyhow, that was my cat toy squeaking, my cat's. Thank you for all this stuff on the coronavirus, and I know I'm trying not to buy into fear. And two separate topics. One, I got some email from a friend from some Indian website that recommended some homeopathy remedy, Arsenicum Album 30C. Take some.
Oh yeah, that one I bought at Whole Foods. You guys could get that. If nothing else, yeah, arsenic or whatever it is, 30C. Yeah, they're about $12 each.
Yeah. And the other thing I was going to mention, it's just, you know, we're talking about money and billionaires and all that. I actually bought the Money Activation series, and I haven't listened to it yet. I need to, because, of course, I've been one of those people, like probably a lot of people on this call, who had that monk mentality and, you know.
The monk mentality?
You know, that one.
Is that what you said? The monk mentality?
Yes.
Okay, that's funny. Yes, I am a former monk. I'm still kind of a monk. Yeah, I'm kind of reclusive, but yeah.
Yeah, me too, in a way, as much as I can. And so this whole idea, I've been doing my best to change my mindset around, you know, money, energy is love, and wealthy people don't have to be jerks. You know, they can use it for good and be really good people.
Yes.
So when I just wanted to kind of balance out this thing about all the billionaires have an agenda. Maybe they do, but, you know, I'm just trying to get my mindset right around it so I don't have, you know, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, rich people, there are a few really good humanitarians that have a lot of money and use it wisely. But we're basically talking about the people that control the planet, so that perspective.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a lot of unconscious money issues. I learned more of my unconscious money considerations, but I went to, Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker back 2005 in Seattle. It was a free workshop, weekend workshop. We had to write down all of our beliefs about money. For a lot of people, it was very enlightening. For me, not so much. But what I learned was, you know, we hold these unconscious memories of what our parents told us regarding money and rich people and all of that. And, yeah, we probably forgot that they even told us that. But, you know, as a little kid, all this stuff sinks in. You're like a little sponge soaking up everything that comes from the environment, and especially your parents. And whatever your parents say generally is law, in a sense. You believe them. But now we're in a different time. So their dynamics around money absolutely does not apply. So I'm just going to review a few of this for you folks so you can like, okay, I got it. So our parents' generation talked about how you have to work very hard for your money. And some taught that you only make what you need every month. In other words, don't make more than what you really need. So just make enough, get by every month. That's the Puritan ethic, and that's a little bit of the Quaker thing and all that. You know, those people that live very simply, horse and buggy and all that. money is evil, money is dirty. God, there's a whole bunch of others that I just spaced out and can't remember. But you guys might want to do a little review, those of you that are maybe still struggling with manifesting more prosperity in your life, about what you remember being taught from your parents or your aunts and uncles or even your school teachers and even the church. Even the church. And why is it that these churches all have these beautiful buildings, these very high-end looking buildings, right? And all the practitioners are just the opposite, trying to make it year by year, especially the Mormon church. You ever think about how much money they generate from their donations? And look, do the people get it? You shall see. Okay, I forgot the rest of the money beliefs, but you want to do a review on that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to mention that somehow I've gotten wind of this woman who's written a book, channeled a book on money, because she was having, I think she's born in the UK and lives in Australia, Sarah McCrum, M-C-C-R-U-M, and she's got a book called Love Money, Money Loves You. And it's the most gentle, kind book. So anyway, she said she just started writing to see what money wanted to say to her, and it just flowed out of it. So anyway, that's helpful.
Yeah. And you guys have to get over your previous vows about not handling money. That is the main thing probably with light workers, maybe not so much what your parents taught you about money and all of that. But about, it's all about self-worth, right? Because self-worth generates the income. And the higher your self-esteem, the more it flows to you and through you and from you. Vows of poverty. All you had to do is have one life where you did a vow forever of poverty. And I'm not going to touch money. Because monks and nuns, back even then, long time ago, had attitudes about money, so they didn't deal with it. They had the community take care of them, everything, clothing, food, shelter. They didn't have to go to the marketplace to get a job, right? They served the community with healing and teachings. In exchange, they were provided for. So you've got all those lives where it was provided for you, and now you're in the marketplace and going, wow, man, it's tough out here. I went for most of my life very unsatisfied with working for a company or other people. It wasn't until I decided I've got to do my own thing that I became more happy with my career and livelihood. But I could not, and I'm sure you guys are like that too. It's very difficult to work for a boss or a company, especially for low wages. It's insulting. Yes, we agree. It's insulting. You should be paid your worth. If I was running this country, man, I would make the minimum wage $30 an hour. That's at least what you got to make. Yeah. And I'll bring on Marianne Williamson for vice president. Yes. $30 an hour, minimum wage. And everybody pay only 15% tax on everything that they spend, and that takes care of the budget. So there will be no income tax. In fact, we can do away with all the paper stuff and save trees that way too, see? Yeah, maybe next lifetime I'll run for president or something, but maybe next time you won't need to run for president, but we'll see.
Oh,
or maybe I'll have Nancy Wells run as my vice president. Okay, you're on next, Nancy. Thank you, Lorraine.
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Vice President Nancy Wells from Canada. Yes, speaketh.
Well, I have lots of opinions, but I don't think I would really want to be political.
Yes. That's why you would be Vice President. You can take care of all of that other stuff, see?
No. No, thanks. I've already done that in too many different relationships.
Okay,
anyway,
what's your sharing tonight?
Yeah, just taking care of myself has been a bit of a challenge lately. So I'm one of the ones, I don't have the coronavirus, but I have had a cold for going on now 3 weeks. So it's slowly moving through my system. And I think there's just been a lot of death. So I think part of it is, you know, passage stuff going through.
Yeah. Well, speaking of death, I had two former, one was a friend and colleague, and another was a very dear friend that used to be a former host when we used to travel to teach. Hmm. They both passed recently. So in my realm, yeah, two former people in my circle are now on the other side.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm understanding, too, a lot of parents are leaving, too. A lot of our parents are leaving. So, yeah, they're getting up there in the age where they will pass anyway. But, yeah, a lot of people are making transition because they're deciding maybe, all right, it's heavy enough here on the planet. It's time for me to move on. I've had enough. Thank you very much. Moving on.
Yeah, the deaths that the four deaths that were in the four different communities I hang out in were all kind of somewhat expected and necessary, and I didn't feel bad about their passing. It's just one of them was a former partner of mine, so there was a lot of memory that came up.
Mm-hmm.
In that passage, because the family was wanting a lot of photos from the time that we spent together, and so it took me back through a lot of time. It just took me back to my own journey with that person. We were together for 5 years, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything you'd like in the activation tonight?
No, I think you pretty much covered it all. I think just continuing to disconnect from all of the crazy in the world and not get caught in it. Finances for me have been up. So that's been another, place. And so I just ease with finances and my health. Just like my health to just continue to improve. I've had a lot of change, so there's good positive change, and I'd like that to continue too.
Okay, wonderful. All right, I will put you on mute here, and we have Tanya waiting. Thank you, Nancy. I'm going to get to you in a minute, Tanya. Hold on. I got to go to the chat box and read what is being posted here. Christine is in Ontario. I think you were getting your teeth worked on, right, Christina? So that should help when you get all your teeth in order and they're nice and healthy and your gums are more healed up. She goes, lots of 5G here. Oh, I guess Canada just got suckered into the 5G. My God. Fire your prime minister, your president. I know he's young. I think he's a little bit too persuadable. I don't even know if that's a word. Anyway, I don't think he can stand up for himself. I think he's a wisp. All right, he's being controlled. Too bad. I love Canada. All right, fire the guy. All right, lots of 5G here. Skin very itchy. Well, that's one of the symptoms. Yes. Okay. We are going to do a refresher activation on divine protection, you guys, tonight. Christina says, thank you for your prayers. And Kathleen, she does touch work for developmental trauma. She loves the work. And she's a bit lonely, and I see and feel so deeply. And others flee from me, flee from you, even my mentor. Feel confused what is next. The next step is. Hmm. Well, I guess they're dropping out of your life so new ones can come in, Kathleen, right? Maybe they weren't the right mentors, etc. And Kathleen is very grateful for this conversation tonight. And Pamela says, Dr. Gabriel Cousins has a protocol of natural ingredients that successfully treated SARS, MRSA, etc. Uses natural antivirals, particular form of iodine, that's for your thyroid, and nanosilver, yes, nanosilver plus vitamins. Yeah, he's pretty well respected, Gabriel Cousins. You guys can do a Google search, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, okay. Remedy for coronavirus or whatever. Just do your research, okay, and use your discernment. And if it costs a lot of money and you can't afford it, then don't do it. Okay, until you can afford it, which would be like tomorrow, because we're doing the activation tonight, right? Instantaneous manifestations. Okay. Suzanne, oh, she's got a vow of not touching money. Yeah, don't touch the money, man. It's dirty, man. Can't touch the money. It's filthy. It's got everybody's DNA on it, and coronavirus germs and MERS and SARS and Hantavirus and everything else. Stay away from money. Don't touch it. Yeah. Use your credit card instead. The comedy team is now coming in, folks. Yes. Gums are improving. Christina, great. All right. Keep up the teeth work. Those of you that have teeth issues, you somehow have to get it fixed. Whether you do it yourself with God or your higher self or a really good dentist, but you've got to take care of your teeth. It's very, very important. Okay. Yes. And I have a really good, dentist in Phoenix. If you ever wanted to go fly in and get treatment and get your, what do they call it? Your, you have to put the thing in your mouth. It looks like athletes wear the teeth guard. It looks like kind of like that. Anyway, it's a fitting, and you can get the discount. Probably, and you know, probably cost about $2,000. But I went and spent the money and got it done, and I found out that I actually had gingivitis. No dentist up till this point, that was 2 years ago, ever mentioned that you have gum disease, Kenji. And none of the hygienists ever mentioned that. So I go to this doctor, Dr. Wilson, and he tells me I've got gum disease. Not super bad, but bad enough to be treated. I went, oh, my God. How come I was not told this before? Anyway, so I'm doing the treatment twice a day, and I'm healing and actually beginning to reverse my gum disease, which they say is not possible. Okay? So anytime they say it's not possible, you go, oh, yes, it is. You wait and see. Okay. You can be defiant that way in a good way. Yep. All right. Dr. Wilson... Cynthia, Dr. Wilson, oh, God, type in, okay, you guys, write this down, TLC for gums, Google search, TLC, the number four, gums, and it's Dr. Wilson. And so if you're in Arizona and you need a really good dentist, he's on the pricier side, but he is very good, and he is excellent at root canals, believe it or not. This guy is, I recommend him highly. It was worth the money for me. And he's got a really great hygienist that will do really deep gum cleaning. Yeah. Anyway, he's very good, and he's only about 42. And he's a dentist. He's not a periodontist. He's not a specialist, but he's a dentist, but he can do the specialty work. Okay, Dr. Wilson, TLC for gums. Tell them Kenji referred. All right, let's see. Molly says, there are also recipes for coronavirus on the biocharger, but I prefer to have Archangel Michael wrap me in an impenetrable membrane of his blue light of protection, protecting me from all kinds of illness and toxins across all time, space, and dimensions. Yes, very good. You can do that too. So it's called Biocharger. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Let's see who else. Okay, we'll probably get started with the activation. I'm going to check the... Let's see, wait a minute. Oh. Yeah, Molly says she uses the Sovereign Silver nasal spray in her sinuses as antiviral. Yes. You know, you can also do the nasal flush. Oh, what do they call it? Well, you flush out your sinuses every day. That is very good, especially if you've got clogged sinuses. It is very, and if you've got, if you get sinus headaches or your sinus membranes are puffy and swollen or inflamed, yeah, that nasal flush is very good. Costco actually carries a kit that's less expensive than what you can get on the internet, or at least they used to sell it. I forgot what it's called. But, yeah, check out that nasal flush. They have a term for it, but I can't remember. Okay, memory's gone south, as you folks know. Let's go to the chat board one more time here. And let's see. Susan asked a very good question. I just had a tooth pulled and healing. Why is taking care of teeth important spiritually? Tooth has a crack in it. Feels like there was a deep spiritual meaning. If you're referring to the tooth that was just pulled out that had a crack in it, okay. But if you have currently a tooth with a crack in it, yes, you need to have that treated. However, now, there are many people that believe that certain meridians connect up with your teeth. In other words, each tooth, if you have all of them, connect up with a meridian flow and an organ. And so depending upon the tooth, you can trace the meridians to the particular organ, and that's the organ that's affecting the health of the tooth. Okay, that's one perspective. Teeth to me emotionally have to do with well, it's an emotional thing. Your emotions definitely affect your teeth and your gums. People that grind their teeth at night, and I used to do that, and I didn't know that I did that. At one point, I didn't even know that I snored until people said, Kenji, you know you snore. Really? Anyway, so any kind of emotional imbalance is going to affect your teeth, like grinding your teeth at night. So that particular kind of condition may be reflective of withheld emotions like upsetness, anger, etc., that's not resolved or cannot be expressed. Remember, I think all of our emotional pain is really due to our, it was because we never got a permission to speak emotionally, honestly, with our parents and with our school teachers and in the church. And so over time, we became suppressed. Emotional bodies became inflamed with all this energy that cannot be expressed because we didn't have permission as little kids to express ourselves. You know, as a five-year-old and you see spirits in the house, well, you're not supposed to see those things, right? So mommy's going to tell you or daddy's going to tell you, stop that. That's spooky stuff. That scares me, so stop it, right? It could be something as simple as that, and then you shut it down. And then you wonder why your thyroid gland is hypoactive or underactive. Remember, your emotions affect your thyroid, which affects your metabolism, which affects your adrenal glands, which affects your energy levels. So you can do a little research on teeth and meridians. You don't have to believe what you read, but it'll give you an idea that everything is connected, just like your ears, all of your ear has meridian points, organ points. The lobe, the outside of the ear, the inside of the ear, your hands, your major meridians connect up to your feet and your hands. So you can actually do diagnostic work using points in the hands and the feet. Actually, Suzanne, another thought that came, maybe investigate getting one or two shiatsu feet treatments for your teeth. Okay. I'm going to refresh the page. Oh, I can't refresh the page, can I? Okay. Pamela says, Pamela has a lot of information in her little brain there. She's going to share some here. Let's see. Tom Kelso, K-E-L-S-O, has figured out a way to regrow teeth. Hey, yeah, let's all go see him, get some new teeth, and correct a lot of dental issues. He uses energetic clearings. Pretty amazing. He offers classes and clearings. Happy Mouth Dentistry. Okay, Pamela, can you send me the link to him? And we will put in the newsletter for April. We will put his link in there, and we'll also do, we might as well put Dr. Wilson's link in there. And there was another one. Oh, the nano silver thing. If you could email me that, that would be great. And we'll put it in the April newsletter. Okay. All right. Let's get started here. Unless, oh, that's right. Tanya. Okay. You're the last caller here. Okay. You're live and on stage. Yes. Coming out of your traumatic Phoenix experience. And now, what is the latest?
You were so funny. Yes to immune system.
Yes to what?
To the immune system support. Mm-hmm. And I think just general self-nourishment. You know, it's since I have, you know, I think I've done 100 sessions in the last 5 weeks.
100?
Yes. And
oh,
so,
you've done 100. Hey, that's making some good money there. Congratulations. Let's give Tanya a round of applause, everybody. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Well, and
100
it's
sessions.
Like,
woo-hoo.
It's amazing. And just, but, you know, watching the transformations is equally amazing. You know, I sit back in observer mode sometimes, and, I mean, my jaw is dropped. Like, did I just watch that? Like, this is wild. I mean, it's really pretty incredible, and it'd be in, you know, anyways, I don't want to go off on a tangent there, but the difference between something to help balance giving and I don't know if it's overcompensating, over, you know, like being able to nourish self while still, you know, in flow with your divine service. Because the self-nourishment piece has been around for a while, probably since I lost custody of the girls like 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of something that's an ongoing theme since I haven't been in their daily life. Mm-hmm. And then I had a miscarriage like 5 years ago, and I blamed myself for that. So I think some more self-nourishment happened, and this pattern has come up, and I've done healing and clearing and support. I've gotten tons of support around it, and yet there's still a really being able to just self-nourish is what I'm hearing the most. It's this self-nourishment.
Yeah, so what you might have to do, a little inventory work to find out where your responsibilities are, your obligations, your commitments, and then to ask from your higher self, or have your higher self give you a response. All right, is this one necessary? How about this one? This one, and go down the list. Eliminate what is absolutely not necessary for you to do for others. And you got to remember, moms are natural givers to everybody except themselves. They're trained. You guys are trained to do that as mothers and as wives. And if you go around, if you have a phase of where you're a single parent, well, yeah, everything's on your shoulders in a sense. But look and see archetypally, historically, if there's anything as far as cultural expectations and responsibilities that maybe were passed down to you that are no longer relevant for you.
Well, and if I were to look at my mother archetype, you know, in archetypical language, kind of a 50-50 balanced archetype of the mother would mm-hmm. be, you know, a level stick, right? And mm-hmm. if it's off kilter one way or the other, it's tipped at an angle. So I'm mm-hmm. getting, my mother archetype is about, you know, it's close to being in balance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this self-nourishment that kind of makes it wobbly. And I've done a lot of talking about it.
You weren't given permission by mom or dad to take care of yourself.
Okay, yes. No, I wasn't.
Okay. Well, none of us were given that permission to take care of ourselves. It was not something of consideration in our culture.
No, they didn't.
And
take
I'm sure
care
other
of
cultures.
Yeah. You know, my dad would take care of himself and self-indulgent.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom wouldn't take care of herself at all. So they didn't have, you know, tools to teach, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of inventory on it. That's why I'm like, what else is there? What have I missed here? You know, it's like when you lost your keys and they're probably sitting right on the mantle where you left them, and you just walk by them 20 times, not saying them.
I'm going to give another example. I don't know if this relates, but just this came through. It's a chocolate analogy: women and eating chocolate. So now, modern day women, they believe that chocolate's not good for them. So whenever somebody offers them a piece of really good, high-grade chocolate, cacao chocolate, they'll go, no, thank you. You know, and chocolate.
God, I'd never say no thank you to chocolate.
Yeah, but I've met women that do that, and it's out of
their
conditioning. But it's the thing of if you believe something is not good for you, but in reality it really is, then you will deny it until you realize, oh, well, that's really a silly thought.
Okay, that's
really good.
Because we all
know the chocolate.
Brought that in. Yes, I'm glad you brought that in because, you know, being nourished with money is also uncomfortable.
Oh, you guys, that's cool. I got a little shivers on that one. Okay, a little uncomfortable, yes. What if I had a whole lot of money? That would kind of freak me. I'm just talking about it. It'll be kind of freak me out. What would I do? People would want to get my money for free and all that stuff. So all this stuff will go through your head, right? It's like the people that win the lottery. It's like, no, I don't want to win it because I'm going to have all these strangers calling me and wanting money and all my relatives wanting money because they're broke and da-da-da-da. And no, thank you. I don't want that headache, right? But that's just the perception of it. So, yeah, that's good. Okay. Let's have a money party tonight, guys. Okay, so let's have an activation now. Yeah, we're going to go overtime. You're welcome. And I'm going to meet everybody here, except myself. Okay, we're going to the recording. Okay, the activation will start about 63 minutes into the recording. Okay, so let's take a deep breath. And we're going to create a most unique, together we're going to create a most unique activation. In fact, we're going to create such a unique activation that's going to blow our socks off. So get the feeling of that. We're going to co-create with the universe the most awesome activation beyond your wildest imaginations that will blow your socks off. It will be so profound that you go, I can't believe that. I can't believe that activation. It's like, oh my God, what just happened? All right. We're going to have your ego to step aside. Literally step aside. So it can receive this activation. And we're going to ask your inner child to go lay on a golden bed of light in her mystical, magical realm of imagination. She's going to go find her golden bed of light, and she's going to lay on it. He's going to lay on it to receive a very deep healing of all unconscious money issues, self-esteem issues, I can't heal my body issues or perspectives or beliefs. And any unconscious belief that life is hard and that you have to work at it. Okay, so have your little one go lay on that bed of light. It's very, not only is it cushiony, but it feels like laying in a cloud. It almost feels like laying in a very white puppy cloud. Oh, and this one's going to be golden. And if she is all, or he is at all concerned about the coronavirus or any other virus that's going around the planet, we're going to ask your little one to put a silver blanket over their little body. And we're going to invite four baby angels to comfort your little one during this little healing experience. It's almost as if the angels are praying next to your little one, representing the four corners, representing actually the pillars of light. So these little baby angels can also be like your little one's four pillars of light. So you do the same now. Activate your four pillars of light. Ask the archangels to put in these four pillars of light the vibrations that will counteract or transcend or transmute any and all levels of negative viruses, bacteria, fungus, psychic attacks, negativity from the astral plane. Actually, we'll make it so that each one of you are immune to all effects emanating from the astral plane, the fourth dimensional astral plane as it relates to this planetary body of evolution called the Earth. So your protocol again is disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, your intellect, the chaos of the world, and especially the fake news or the exaggerated news that's going around the media and energetically going around the etheric body of the planet. Completely immune yourself from that level. Now, you can visualize this. You can visualize a vibration that's very chaotic and very suppressive and domineering and manipulative and covert in its activity. And you're going to completely, on all levels that apply, to disengage completely and permanently from this frequency, this vibration. It is like when you finally leave home, you have to disengage your cords to your parents, especially from the solar plexus. So it can be that kind of analogy where you're disconnecting the cord to the astral plane, the collective astral plane. And you are sealing your energy field so that you, your awareness, is no longer affected by the chaos that emanates from that vibration. Which also means that any of your family, relatives, family members, relatives, ancestors, if they are attached to that plane, they will be disconnected as well. Or you will be, how shall we say, immune to the effects that come through them to you, even though they're not here on the earth plane anymore. You still have a connection. And instead, if you have a need, align yourself with the pure prime source energy. Actually, that is your ultimate protection against any and all viruses, is your I am connection. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're going to relax the body. We're going to relax all the muscles in the face. We're going to relax the hands, the fingers, the toes, the calves, the thighs, the neck, dropping the shoulders to the floor, taking a series of deep breaths into the belly, allowing the body to move into a complete state of relaxation, allowing the brain to move into a conscious state of theta and even delta, brain wave rhythm. Completely disengaging from the chaos of the planet. Moving to an arc of light into the oneness that is your natural inheritance. The ego has stepped aside so the body can be a channel to receive the light. Okay, you're going to open up all of the chakra points, the power points of the body. We're going to start with the crown chakra and the space above the head, making sure that that space is clear and clean. No entity attachments. Actually, we're going to call in the A-team for you guys. And you can ask the A-team, your higher self can ask the A-team to make sure that your total field from body to spirit is completely clear of all levels of interference and chaotic energies from the astral plane. And we're going to ask your council to make sure that you are maintaining your personal space with integrity by not taking on the vibrations of all the distress of the planet, people you know, parents, kids, colleagues, etc., neighbors, co-workers, everybody. So to make sure that you are staying clear of everybody else's unsaid distress, confusion, anxiety, anger. Take a deep breath. Allow whatever emotions that are arising in the body to arise. Simply embrace and accept whatever is coming forth, including memories from the past, memories from the future, memories of other parallel realities. Going to ground with the earth. All right, you're going to, from the soul level, from the oneness, you're going to put Metatron's cube around your body, around your energy field, around your aura. So literally, your planetary body, your earth body, and all its different components are encased or surrounded by within Metatron's cube. Just invoke Metatron's cube. And give your body permission to begin to resonate to the vibrations of this sacred geometry configuration, of which one of the attributes of Metatron's cube is easy manifestation of whatever your soul desires regarding your life plan, your life purpose, your spiritual goals. So you can begin to send out to the universe this energy that we will call radiant health, that your body is radiating magnificent health. vitality, stability, and harmony. You can send out another series of waves, transmissions, intentions, prayers, that you are now manifesting to your highest level of acceptance, financial prosperity, emotional prosperity, mental prosperity, spiritual prosperity. And you can send out a little gratitude prayer to Prime Source through the Great Central Sun. A little thankfulness, a thank you for your divine protection, for your divine intervention on my physical life here on planet Earth. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the awareness. Thank you for the blessings upon my body and my mind. Thank you for supporting my life. Thank you for the love. All right, we're going to go into the brain and the mind at the same time, your lower mind and your brain from the quantum. Stay in the center of the oneness and the light. And you're going to bring a focus at the very center of the brain called the third ventricle, the crystal palace, cave of Brahma. Seat of the soul. Are you going to activate from this core membrane in the brain the body's ability to self-heal, to self-regenerate, to regrow? To delete the death code in the DNA, and in its place to activate youthfulness and vitality unto eternal life for the physical body. Activating pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, medulla oblongata, the brainstem, the fourth ventricle, the limbic system. Bring in a cobalt blue vibration to the limbic system. Right now, from the center of the quantum, where you still are with your awareness, going to create a force field of light around your body. A very strong force field of light, in which only love can enter. Only wisdom can enter. Only that which is of the oneness of God can enter. All else will simply not exist in your field. All thoughts of limitation and polarity and duality, all illusions, will not be able to penetrate this force field of light. Now, you're going to make this force field of light completely around you, 360 degrees, below you, above you, all around you, in all dimensional levels unto eternity. Make the decision that you're only going to receive truth into your field. Illusions not allowed. Now, wherever you've given away your power, in any form, in any manner, in any lifetime, including when you were a child, take back your power. Just bring it back to self. We're doing a little soul retrieval in a sense. We're bringing back the fragments, bringing it back here, back to your body. Back to the soul. You're going to call forth your council light to surround you within a circle of light. So you're going to experience a circle of light as well as Metatron's cube. The support of your soul group. The presence of your guardian angel and, of course, your inner child laying in this beautiful golden bed of light. Now, you're going to put a silver ray of light, this beautiful pure silver. It's crystalline. This beautiful silver energy anywhere around your body that historically in the past has been a weak spot or a weak area. You're especially going to put it around your immune system, and your thymus gland, and your spleen. Your thyroid gland, and your adrenal glands, and kidneys. Around your nose, your mouth, your ears, your hands, and your feet. All right, we're going to call forth one of your power animals to come forward and to communicate with you in their language in a way that you can understand telepathically how it is immune to all diseases that are upon the planet and within humanity. So they will share their secrets with you. We will allow a few earth minutes in silence for you to commune. And bring your power animal into the heart center and commune telepathically. And you can ask your ally to give you a suggestion on how to continue to move forward through all obstacles and challenges in a way that is more graceful and more lighthearted. You may finish up now communication with your ally. We suggest that you call upon your ally during the dream time every night. To go over strategies, life strategies, and approaches that are uniquely different but resonate with the new earth vibration in manifesting your business, your healing practice, your significant relationships, your marriages, your work space relationship, your new home, your new job. And in the brain, you're going to transmit to the brain of your physical body telepathically that your body now has the ability to receive all healing given from whatever sources fully and completely unto the subatomic levels. That it now is deserving of being completely healthy, that it has the right to reclaim its healthiness, its vitality, and its uniqueness. You're going to communicate to the body that you are the navigator of the light ship. That you are commander-in-chief of the body, your spirit. And that the body now responds to the telepathic communications of the soul. And you're going to communicate to your body each and every day as homework. You are beautiful. Body, you are beautiful. I love you. You are magnificent. And that it now can experience the state of happiness and joy. And you're going to communicate to your inner child, now it is now time to be in a state of joyfulness 24/7, no matter what. You're going to choose as your homework assignment to never again give away your power, to stand in your own truth with humility and humbleness, to always express the wisdom of your soul. To be the light that you are. To see the light in others, no matter what. And to truly see that the universe has your back. And that the universe does indeed support you in every way to be successful, to be healthy, to be happy. All right, bring awareness all the way back to the body into the pineal gland. You're going to hold the thought for the pineal gland. When thy eye is single, thy body is full of light. When thy eye is single, thy body is full of light. Take a deep breath. And with that understanding, come back into the present moment, into the here and now. I am here, I am now, I am. I am anchored by the four pillars of light in my home. Do this activation for at least 1 week, every night for 1 week until you memorize the protocol, especially whatever you experience being in Metatron's cube. Very important. Take a deep breath. Coming back more awake, more alive, more grounded and focused, more joy flowing through your ribs. More joy flowing through your ribs. Your other homework assignment, if you so choose to accept this, is to begin to channel your comedy team in the marketplace. Spontaneously, without thinking, without pre-thought, to all of those that are ready to receive the humor for healing. Mission impossible. Okay, when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing your body to adjust. Remember to drink water. And if you need to drive tonight, make sure you're really grounded and focused. Remember, wash your hands a lot. Keep the hands clean. Okay, until next time, thank you for your wonderful attendance. If you feel a close friend of yours is needing some help, you can play this activation for them, just the activation part. Play this for your pets. Play this for babies. Remembering that you choose your experience. And you choose how you are going to interpret each and every experience, emotionally and psychologically and physically. You are the creator of your destiny. You are the pilot of your light ship. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. Until then, remember to do your homework. Remember to be of good cheer. And in moments of self-doubt, in moments of mental questioning, stop what you're doing. Sit down, take a deep breath for 2 minutes. Center yourself. Clear the mind. And it is almost time to begin to be walking out in nature. So enjoy your springtime change. And we change times this Sunday, 2 a.m. for most of you. Many blessings from Asheville. Good day and good night.